talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Out here it's like I'm someone else. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was one of my daughter's favorite artist, Miranda Lambert, with The House That Built Me, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January; Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island; and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking with Robert Porter. Also, interior designer Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. We'll also be speaking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. Steel Trotter with Garden State Tile. And finally, Shane Carver with Elegant Hardwood Floors. Well, we are about a month away from the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th. And depending on how quickly you've been able to hire some contractors this year, it's been a little bit of a challenge, because the market is very, very busy. You may not have been able to get all those projects done around the house that you intended to by now. And so the Charleston Fall Home Show is going to be a great opportunity to meet the contractors that you need to get the projects finished that you're looking to accomplish. Especially, I know it's hard to think about this in the middle of summertime, but the holidays will be here before we know it. We're only about 4 months away from Thanksgiving, believe it or not. So it's going to creep up on us quicker than we think, you may have some projects around the house that you want to get finished. You may have an addition you want to put on your house. You may be just simply searching for the right contractors to make your home the way that you ultimately want it to look. And the Charleston Fall Home Show, all of the vendors that are giving up their weekends and setting up their displays at the Charleston Fall Home Show, they are all very, very motivated to work with you. And so you're definitely going to find the contractors that you're looking for, all A-list, top-tier contractors will be at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And the nice thing about the Charleston Fall Home Show is we always have just 100% home-related products and services. And so some home shows you go to, you walk down the aisle and you sort of have to turn a blind eye to certain vendors because they might be offering jewelry cleaning, or there might be a chiropractor there or something like that. You know, that's not why you come to a home show. You come to a home show because you're looking for ideas and you're looking to make contact with experts and ultimately find the contractors, sort of do some mini interviewing with them right there at the show, find the contractors that you ultimately want to hire to make the most of your home. But we've got lots and lots of really good reasons for you to come to the Fall Home Show, Charleston Fall Home Show. For just starting, going chronologically very, very quickly, free admission on Friday. That's been a mainstay of our home shows for many, many years, and we want everyone to have the opportunity to enjoy the show at no charge. And so Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., free admission to the Charleston Fall Home Show. And then Friday evening, we close for an hour at 6 o'clock. We close for an hour, and then we reopen at 7 p.m., 7 to 10, for our kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party. And a ticket is required for that, but they're only $15 for the kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party. And with that, you get free beer and wine, and all of the vendors have delicious catered food at their vendor booths. And so you can go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com to purchase tickets in advance, only $15, or you can come to the show. We do have a limit of the number of tickets that we sell, and so there may not be any available that evening, so your best bet is to purchase them in advance. Only $15 at charlestonfallhomeshow.com. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be offering free seminars to the public, and you can go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com to get a complete list of those. Also on Saturday, we've got something called Inside the Architect's Mind, and that is a really interesting afternoon that we have planned on Saturday, where local architects will be offering fascinating 1-hour digital photo presentations of homes that they've designed, and give you insights into each project. So it's really a really cool thing. This is our second year of doing that, and it was very successful last year. We're looking forward to it again this year. And then starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, admission is only $2 after 2 o'clock, and on Saturday and Sunday beforehand it's only $7 per person. But that gives you a great opportunity on Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. You pay just $2 admission after 2 o'clock. So A lot of great things that we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And for more information, visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. We've got a lot more going on, but I ran out of time today, so I couldn't even tell you all about it, but I will next Saturday. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Robert?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
Okay, well, we're a locally owned family business in the Somerville area. Been in here for about 5 years. We do everything in-house. We do importing direct, fabrication, and installation of all natural stones, as well as quartz.
Very good. And so family-owned business. Talk about that a little bit.
Matt is the owner. He's got his wife, JC, who's the other owner. Brother-in-law works with us as well, father-in-law, very tight-knit group.
Gotcha. So keeping it all in-house, that helps to with quality control, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody that works for Real Deal is actually employed through Real Deal, so we don't sub out our work. We're very hands-on, and our product is us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I've been to the Real Deal Countertops location in Somerville, and you've got your showroom in the front, and then in the back you've got your warehouse, and there's always you always have a good number of slabs waiting for customers to choose so that you can fabricate them for people's kitchens and bathrooms and so on. About how many slabs does Real Deal Countertops have on hand at any given time?
Well, we actually just opened another warehouse right behind our showroom.
Okay.
So we have probably over 1,000 slabs in stock, about 30 different colors. So now we have our showroom set up front. We also have our warehouse on site where you can see where the fabrication, we do all CNC run equipment, so everything's very precise. Mm-hmm. And then now we have about a 40,000 square foot warehouse that is just housed with nothing but granite slabs that you can come in. So it doesn't matter if it's raining or blistering hot outside, you can go inside and take the time to really go through and choose the slab that's best for you.
Good deal. Now, Matt and his family, they're from Brazil originally?
Correct, yes.
And so I imagine they've got lots of, that's where Brazil is one of those countries where a lot of natural stone countertops originates from, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of this natural stone that's out there is from Brazil. And us being a little different with having that Brazilian connection, so to say, we're able to import directly, which allows us to bring in the different types of stones that you may not see at every distributor that's around here. Mm-hmm. It allows us to hand pick the stones that we want to bring in. It allows us to also pass that discount on to our customers to where they can come in and say, hey, this is you know exactly what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that your customers appreciate the, you know, it being a one-stop place where they don't have to go to a natural stone slab warehouse or wholesaler to pick out their slab. They can pick out the slab at Real Deal Countertops, and then you can ask them all the questions that you need to, as far as the type of edge style and so forth, and yes, then everything is fabricated right in one place too.
Yeah, I mean, without sounding too cliche, we are a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. You know, you can come to us, you can see our showroom to where you can see the different types of sinks, the different types of edge profiles that we offer. You can also get an idea of our fabrication, how it works, the state-of-the-art equipment that we are using, as well as coming in and seeing the full slabs that you can choose from. Mm-hmm. So you can come into one location, see it all, and you're not having to come in, you know, check us out to see, you know, the showroom, and then we send you over here to maybe check out some stones or over there. It's definitely convenient and a one that we take a lot of pride in being able to give to clients.
That's great. Talk about the process. Somebody knows that they want new countertops in their kitchen or maybe a new vanity top. They call Real Deal Countertops. Talk about what the process is from there.
Okay. Well, there's a few different ways we could start off. You can either A, bring in some measurements yourself, rough drawing. That way we can base it off of there. Take a look around the showroom, see the edgings, see the sinks, and also view the material that we have on site. Or we do free and home estimates as well. Give us a call. We'd be happy to set up something at your convenience. Come out, take some measurements. That way we have your square footage, we have your layout. And from there, invite you into the showroom, have you come look at the warehouse. Or if you've already done some research and you know what you like, we have the capability of going ahead and giving you a laid out estimate right there in home.
Mm, very good. And that's something that's a little bit different than if you visit a wholesaler to pick out your slab. They're able to give you some general pricing, but not the exact price of how much that new countertop is going to ultimately cost you.
Absolutely. We come in, like I said, we have a very state-of-the-art facility. We do everything from digital templing, laser templates. Everything is now done on CNC equipment.
What does that mean, CNC?
It's computer generated. So everything's like the one big CNC that we put the full slabs on, the cut out of the kitchens, is 55,000 PSIs of water, sand, and air. And that is what actually cuts the granite. Mm. So it takes care of all the cuts out the sinks. And then we now have a new polishing machine that we just recently brought in that's all computer generated as well, that polishes the edges, puts the bevels, you know, so it's very precise, you know, it's state of the art, and allows us to move along quicker in the fabrication process. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, we are busy with the type of equipment that we have, we are able to still keep that 7 to 10 day turnaround.
Mm-hmm. How long will a homeowner be without their countertops or use of their kitchen? How long will Real Deal countertops be, you know, be doing work in their kitchen if you're replacing countertops?
Benefit of having the technology that we do with the laser templating, we can come in and shoot the fronts of the cabinets and the back of the walls. Therefore, there has to be no tear out or removal of the existing tops until the day of installation. So on average, you're only without a working kitchen for 2 to 4 hours.
Just the time
for us to get in there, switch them out, install your new countertops, and then you have your plumber come in behind us, time accordingly, and hook up your plumbing, and you're back to functioning kitchen.
You know, I always mention this when I'm talking about natural stone, about how, you know, when a house is for sale, a real estate agent will always mention granite countertops or natural stone or quartzite countertops or something. They point that out as like one of those features of the house. And people get the impression that, and it used to be this way, that granite only showed up in like, you know, really rich people's houses and stuff. But it's actually very affordable.
Absolutely. With the market being where it's at, some of the exporting laws being changed out coming out of Brazil, and they're able to produce more of it now. So it's definitely become a more affordable thing. And like you mentioned, the reps are going to mention those type of things because the kitchen's the heart of the home. You know, it's going to be the focal point of where so much is going on at, to really have that little extra zazz, so to say, or personal touch.
Yeah, and just to give people a real idea, like the average square footage for an average kitchen is about 60 square feet.
Exactly, 60
square feet. And give me like the price of like an Ubatuba or
like a level one. So you're looking at like $42 a square foot installed.
That's installed. Mm-hmm. So 60 square feet times $42 a square foot. That's $2,520. That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all for something that's going to last. Exactly. And granite's extremely durable. It's a product that's going to last you.
Yeah, for sure. And what do you do about seams? Are you guys pretty creative about being able to hide those?
Absolutely.
Seams?
You want to put your seams in the most discreet place. You know, sometimes, a lot of times, the layout or accessibility into the home plays a part on where seams have to be laid. Also, you know, with our equipment, we're able to foresee the slab and the template on it to see where the veining and things are going to move. So we're going to put them in the most discreet place. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do people pay for the entire slab or just the amount of square footage that's used?
Another benefit of us importing directly is we only charge you for your square footage used.
Gotcha. So anything left over from that slab becomes a remnant that...
Becomes a remnant, or, you know, if it's like a half slab or something, it goes back on the rack to the next job,
sure.
So to say.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Real Deal Countertops?
Well, we're on Facebook at Real Deal Countertops, or you can look us up on the web at realdealcountertops.com. We are at 818 Central Avenue, and that is in Somerville, right outside of downtown Somerville.
Very good. And definitely you'll want to visit Real Deal Countertops at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th. And Real Deal Countertops always has some great home show specials going on. So, if you're looking to do some countertops, maybe visit the Charleston Fall Home Show August 25th through the 27th, and the payoff will be you'll get some good discounts on your new countertops. Well, we have been talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with interior designer Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Yvonne, take a moment and tell everybody about Yvonne Gregory Interiors.
Well, I'm a full-service interior design firm. I can do anything from helping people with their original architecture plans when they're working with the architect, down to helping them hang the last piece of art in their home. Mm-hmm. So, and I usually do a little bit of this and a little bit of that to tweak it so that it's real personalized for every individual client, depending mm-hmm. on what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people may not have worked with an interior designer in the past. And talk about how an interior designer can really help a homeowner.
Well, I do have a construction background, so that's very helpful. And I can look at a space and maybe, you know, an architect's looking at it from one point of view, but after getting to know my client, I can look at it and say, well, you know, this either should be relocated or it should be smaller, it should be larger, you know, just editing, little tweaks here and little tweaks there that can make all the difference so that when you have the house finally done or your remodel finally done, you go, oh, that's great, instead of, oh, I wish I had moved that wall 6 inches over.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, and that's one of the ways, you know, you just mentioned a regret that maybe a homeowner has after the construction is finished and it's too late to move that wall. But, when someone is building a house or doing a remodel, there's an assumption that they're making that the outcome will be just what they wanted, maybe even more so than they expected. And the reality is the outcome is not guaranteed. And so an interior designer can really help to ensure that the outcome of a project is exactly what the homeowner wants.
Yes, it's a good liaison between the client and the architect. And we all work together as a team. And our goal is to make your client happy.
Mm-hmm. Now, for a number of years, over 10 years, Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been partnering with local professional interior designers like you, Yvonne. And interior designers have volunteered their time to offer free design consultations for homeowners at our home shows. And we're doing that again at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th, where a homeowner can sign up in advance by calling our office here, and then they can sign up for a 20 to 30 minute design consultation free of charge with a professional interior designer. And Yvonne, talk about that a little bit and how you've helped homeowners maybe in the past by providing these free design consultations.
Well, sometimes it's amazing what you can accomplish in a small amount of time. The people that I can help the most are the ones that are the most organized. They'll have dimensions of the room and or furniture. They'll have maybe color swatches or paint colors with them. They'll have photographs of what they have or photographs of what they want. The more information they have, the more I can help them put it together in a sense that will make them happy.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I do have to warn our listeners, working with an interior designer, it can be addicting. And so it's almost like having a best friend that can go with you to maybe the different showrooms to pick out the different fixtures and things like that. You know, one of the biggest things that homeowners are afraid of is making the wrong decision. And that's where an interior designer can help with the selections that go into a new construction house or a remodel, right?
Right. Well, there's so many decisions that the homeowner needs to make. It can be very overwhelming. And sometimes if there's too much, it's just overload. And then they are, as you say, afraid of actually making the wrong decision, and that can stop them from making any decision, mm-hmm. which is, of course, not good for anybody. So, again, getting to know your client and having them organized makes a big difference, and then we can kind of minimize the amount of options that they may have, you know, so it's not so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Another mistake that homeowners have frequently make is if they're not working with an interior designer, sometimes they end up they're at the tile showroom or the lighting showroom, and they end up kind of hitting up the lighting salesperson for advice, and so the lighting salesperson,
their specialty is lighting, and so it's hard for them to give advice about, you know, other parts of the room or different selections that might go with that room, because they're there to help you with the lighting. And sometimes getting that free advice at the showroom, you know, beyond what you're there for, can be a mistake.
Well, that's true, because they obviously don't know the entire scope of what your project is, and they don't know how all of these different options are going to marry, so to speak. So it does make a lot of sense for somebody to have one person that can kind of oversee everything, and that's what the interior designer's job is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've always heard that the interior designer pulls everything together. They've got the bird's eye view of the project, rather than just, you know, getting bogged down in one room or one aspect of the house. And so that's definitely important. Is it going to cost an arm and a leg to work with an interior designer?
No, it's not. Actually, we can save you a lot of money and save you some grief, mm-hmm. which is important as well. But what I do is I custom tailor my fee to each individual situation, because everybody's needs are completely different. So, you know, we'll work together on that, and a lot of people feel comfortable doing part of it. So I may help them till they get stuck and call me back, or I may give them a homework assignment, and then when they finished it, then they can come back again. So there's many different fee structures that we can use so that it maximizes the amount of information you can get for your dollar.
Are you going to push your style on a homeowner, or are you going to try to discover what that homeowner's style, what they're looking for?
Now, my job is to get inside my client's head and figure out what they want. That's the most difficult, challenging part of the job, but I love doing that. No, if I did my style, it would just be over and over and over again. I really thrive on the challenge of trying to make something unique. I want somebody to say, wow, you turned my house into my home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And is there, you know, if someone wanted, you know, to consult with you on paint colors, for example, something as simple as that, because, you know, one of the things that people want is they want to make sure that everything flows from one room to another. Is that something, if they called Yvonne Gregory Interiors and just wanted to talk to you about paint colors for the house?
Oh, absolutely. I do small little consultation jobs like that all the time. And it's very helpful for the homeowner to be able to just get just that particular bit of information, because it can, even though painting is one of the least expensive things you can do in a remodel or a new job, but it can be costly if you have to repaint it all because the color's wrong. And I've had clients do that before. They think it's going to turn out, you know, to have this certain feel and everything, and all of a sudden it's way too dark or it's too orange or something, and they're very unhappy. So no, doing something like that is very important, and I'm glad to do it.
If a homeowner is wanting to go down a particular path, and you maybe what they want to do is you know is just not going to work, are you going to tell that homeowner that, you know, your concerns, or are you just going to kind of rubber stamp it?
No, I am going to be as diplomatic as I can possibly be, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I rubber stamped it. I'd never do that. Mm-hmm. Because they may not realize that what their vision is isn't going to work for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So that's my job.
You save the homeowners from themselves.
Sometimes.
Well, how can folks get more information about Yvonne Gregory Interiors?
Well, you can call me at 843-708-3535, or you can get me on my website at www.YvonneGregoryInteriors.com, and there's a link to my email on there as well. So either way is an easy way to get in touch with me.
That's great. And you can also reserve a time slot for a free design consultation with Yvonne Gregory. At the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th. All you have to do is call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652. Well, we have been speaking with Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. Thanks so much, Yvonne.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Galliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing great today, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Kathy, take a moment and tell everybody about Floor Coverings International.
Well, Floor Coverings International is a locally owned business here in the Charleston area. My husband and I own it, and we operate strictly out of a mobile showroom. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a showroom that people come to go shopping. We bring everything, literally thousands of samples, out to our customers and, quote, typically a turnkey process. Mm-hmm. So we'll arrive at their home. We will find out the type of flooring that they're looking for, measure, bring in the samples based on their needs and their wants. And many times we can give a quote right there on the spot. Just takes a couple hours, and people can pick out their flooring in their own lighting with their furniture. It really is a wonderful process that mm-hmm. we have going on, and people love it because they're not lugging heavy samples back and forth from store to store and mm-hmm. back in the house and out of the house. So we do all that hard work for them.
That's great. How long has Floor Coverings International been around?
Our franchise is in our third year of business. We're franchise owners. Our corporate is headquartered down in Norcross, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And we've been in business over 20 years.
Okay. So Floor Covering International, it's a national company, and you folks, you and your husband, have the franchise here in the Charleston area.
Yes. And we our franchise is also a part of a company that also owns Floor Coverings International, California Closets, mm-hmm. and that's one that a lot of people are familiar with.
Sure,
so
cool.
We're under the same umbrella, CertaPro Painters.
Oh,
some
okay.
people may have heard of those companies,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's the
sister companies of ours.
All quality companies,
yes.
for sure. Well, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the bricks and mortar companies have been kind of suffering a little bit with people buying so much online, and it seems like Floor Coverings International, your formula is almost like buying online. You don't have the expense of you don't have to charge people because you have the expense of a bricks and mortar.
Right.
And does that ultimately save homeowners money?
It certainly can. And that certainly helps with our ability to price a little more aggressively. Also, because we are a part of a national franchise, we do have national pricing. So we've got the contracts in place to be able to price very competitively. Mm-hmm.
That I can see how that can be a big advantage, having Floor Coverings International come to your home and show you samples and you know, going room to room and looking what it looks like in the natural light and then with the lights on and so forth, versus maybe going to a showroom where you might pick something that looks great in the showroom but then ends up not
right.
looking as good at your house.
Yeah, and another advantage for the client is that my husband Rob, who typically runs the appointments with the client, is able to take a look at their actual subfloor, the way their house is built. All of that really plays a huge role in the type of flooring that will do best in a particular home environment or business environment.
Right. So if your house is on a slab, for example,
mm-hmm.
what types of flooring would Floor Coverings International typically suggest?
Well, we would definitely suggest, if they're in the market for a wood, it will need to be an engineered hardwood because of the expansion and contraction properties of a natural wood. That kind of limits it to not being able to go over a concrete slab.
Mm-hmm.
An engineered laminate, which these days looks so much like wood that it's impossible to tell the laminate from the real wood, but a laminate would have some better properties as far as water resistance and that kind of thing. and then also a Cortec product. I talk about that a lot, which is a luxury vinyl product that, again, looks very much like wood or very much like tile, and but instead it's almost impervious to water.
Oh, gotcha. You know, when you mention laminate, a lot of people think about that cheap laminate flooring that
yes.
Maybe you find in the big box stores 79 cents a square foot or something. Is this the type of laminate that Floor Coverings International is installing?
No. It's still priced much more aggressively than a wood product, but and looks very much like wood. But these days, the laminate is extremely high quality, and it's laid in planks, just like a piece of wood would. So rather than have a plank that looks like a bunch of little strips of wood, the laminate is an actual plank of laminate that looks just like wood, and because of the way it's laid that way, makes it also look very much like real wood. Hmm. And it's almost impossible to tell.
What are homeowners choosing these days in terms of flooring for their houses? Like, what are some of the top three flooring choices that for homeowners?
Probably for us, laminate and the luxury vinyl product, the Cortec product. And we not only sell Cortec, but Shaw also has a fabulous waterproof luxury vinyl product, as does Armstrong, and we represent all three of those companies. But I would say laminate for our company is one of the biggest sellers because so many people are on a slab around here in this area, and also because we're around water, we're around sand, and it's much more scratch resistant and water resistant than a true wood product. And these days they can get a laminate that looks just like wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a fraction of the cost.
Right. And what if someone is building a custom home and they want their flooring to really make a statement? What are some of the options that Floor Coverings International would give that homeowner?
Well, these days the statement flooring, it can be a hand scraped floor. That's wide plank is very popular. Distressed look. We've got a laminate from Armstrong that looks like old barn wood, and it's just beautiful. We recently put it in a penthouse condo over on Wild Dunes. It was an amazing product. It looked like they had gone to a reclaimed place and got it from there. But instead, it was a laminate that was going to be scratch resistant from the sand and water resistant at the same time.
Does Floor Coverings International, when it comes to wood flooring, do you folks sell more of the pre-finished wood flooring, or do you do any kind of finishing on site?
We do both. Yes, we do a lot of pre-finished flooring, and we can also do if a customer says, "I want Australian cypress and I want it site finished," we absolutely can do that.
Very good. And Floor Coverings International will be at the Charleston Fall Home Show August 25th through the 27th. And what will you be talking to homeowners about at the home show?
Well, most of the time when we talk with people at home shows, they're looking to remove what they currently have and replace it either with fresh hardwood, laminate type flooring, a hard surface, or carpet. We also do an awful lot of carpet. And typically people, if they're going to put carpet in their house, they want to carpet their bedrooms or an upstairs hallway, or they want to do a beautiful runner up their staircase. All of that we can help our clients with.
And carpeting has changed a lot over the years, and there's really a lot of specialty carpets now that people can choose from.
Yes, and we of course have a Pet Protect product that carries all kinds of wonderful warranties. Pets tend to really mess up carpet, as you can imagine,
right.
And probably know yourself.
Right.
And carpet just keeps getting better and better.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Floor Coverings International?
Well, they are welcome to call us. Our appointment line is 843-695-7801. That they operate Rob's calendar, and they can get them set up, and Rob will zoom right over in our mobile showroom and take a look at their needs.
Well, that's great. How about on the web?
On the web, www.charleston.floorcoveringsinternational.com. It's a long one.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. And come out and see Floor Coverings International at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steele Trotter with Garden State Tile. How are you, Steele?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Garden State Tile.
Well, Garden State Tile is a new showroom that has opened about a year ago downtown Charleston. And we're actually from New Jersey, hence the name Garden State. So we have a lot of different locations up north, as well as a location in Savannah that's been open for about 12 years.
Okay. Well, all are welcome to Garden State Tile for opening here in Charleston. You certainly opened at a good time because the economy is doing great and there's a lot of activity. People are fixing up their houses or building a lot of new houses here in the Charleston mm-hmm. area. And how can Garden State Tile help homeowners?
Well, we can definitely help out homeowners. They just, you know, need to give us a call and set an appointment to come in, or they can just come in at their convenience, and we can help them with their tile selections from flooring to kitchen backsplashes to full bath remodels or, you know, new construction.
Gotcha. And so what kinds of tile are you finding people looking for, say, when it comes to flooring?
Well, our specialty is a porcelain tile, specifically Italian porcelain. But a lot of things that are trending right now would be a wood look porcelain, which we have a couple different varieties that you could choose from. But that's something that's really on trend these days. We also have really neat concrete tiles, which I've been seeing on all the design blogs and magazines. So we, you know, have a bunch of different styles of those as well.
What do concrete tiles look like?
They're just very colorful, have different patterns. So it's a great way to make a statement.
Mm-hmm. Do they come in, what shapes do they come in?
They come in either like a square or a hex shape, and you kind of put them together to create a really, you know, distinct, interesting pattern.
Hmm. How do they, how do concrete tiles hold up compared to, say, porcelain or
sure. I mean, they're going to be a little harder to upkeep versus something like porcelain. You'll need to seal it before it's installed or grouted and then keep sealing it after that. So there is a little bit of upkeep.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so, and the wood look tile, that's also very, very, still very popular.
It is very popular because especially when you're using a porcelain, there's no maintenance to it. It's pretty heavy duty tile and, so easy maintenance.
Are people putting tile on the outside and like the floor of a porch or?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely putting them on porches, and we also have a line that's an exterior paver, so it's a little thicker than your average tile. It's 2 cm, which is 3/4 inch, and you know we're using that a lot on exteriors. And also coordinates with an interior line, so you can have a seamless transition from interior to exterior with a certain line that we're carrying.
Oh, great. What about a tile in in a shower surround or something like that? What kind of tile are people choosing for the walls?
For the walls, people, you know, are still gravitating towards a porcelain. Sometimes a ceramic tile. We have a great line of handmade ceramic tiles are made in Spain and have, you know, great neutral colors. And then also, you know, you can't go wrong with natural stone. Natural stone has been around forever. So that's also a great option, but you know, there again, there's a little more upkeep to doing a natural stone.
Are people still choosing the large?
Yeah, larger format, just because it you don't need as many grout lines. You don't mm-hmm. need as much grout, so yeah, larger format.
And how big are those large formats?
12x24 is a standard size that we're seeing trending right now. I also have a really neat kind of take on a subway tile that's a larger 8x20. Size, so it's a little different.
How about if it was square, like 24x24?
Yeah, or? Yeah. I mean, we can definitely get, you know, larger format tiles.
Uh huh. How and what about like backsplashes? Because that's kind of like, you know, the area where a homeowner can really get creative with a backsplash, make a statement.
Yeah, that's definitely an area where you can create some bling. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of like glass tiles going into backsplashes. Same kind of subway, different mosaics. So really, you know, you can choose whatever.
I was going to ask you about glass tile. Is that still really popular?
It is. It is. We've got some great glass subways and glass mosaics, glass penny rounds. So we have a lot of different options as far as glass tiles go.
What kind of or how do you guide a homeowner when someone visits the Garden State Tile Showroom on East Bay Street in downtown Charleston? You know, choosing tile can be very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. What's the process that you use to help a homeowner?
Well, get them, you know, acclimated to the showroom, kind of show them around, point out different products, you know, and then just talk to them. And a good thing to do is just go room by room. Start with the master, finish the master before you move on to the guest bath, and finish the guest bath before you move on to the kitchen backsplash. So, you know, doing things like that and then asking what their theme is, if they've, you know, pinned any pictures on Pinterest or been looking at Howl's, try to get a sense of their design style, and then, you know, you can help them select the appropriate product.
And Steele, before you went to work for Garden State Tile, you worked for one of the bigger custom builders here in Charleston. Mm-hmm. How does that experience working for a custom builder help you help homeowners at Garden State Tile?
Well, it does definitely help me with the homeowners that come into Garden State Tile, because I know working with the builder and going into a tile showroom can be overwhelming to clients. So just knowing that when they come in, they're going to be overwhelmed regardless, you know, I can help kind of set their mind at ease and, you know, just go along with the process.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned porcelain tile a couple mm-hmm. of times. Correct me if I'm wrong. Porcelain tile is a through body tile, so that if it chips or something, you're not going to see like that terracotta
yes.
look.
Right. Majority of them are through body. Yes.
So do porcelain tiles cost more than, say, ceramic tiles?
No, porcelain tiles are going to be more cost effective, kind of in the $4 to $6 range per square foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what if a homeowner needs help finding a tile installer? Do you folks at Garden State Tile have certain installers that you can recommend?
Yes, absolutely. We have a handful of installers that we can recommend. Absolutely.
Very good. And Garden State Tile, you folks have got a great location right across East Bay Street from Moloff's mm-hmm. Plumbing Supply, which a lot of people are very familiar, and they're a big advertiser in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And so is there free parking at Garden State
yes,
Tile?
Yes, we do have a parking lot with about five or six spaces. So, yeah, it's totally convenient right across from Moloff's, so you can go pick out your plumbing and then come see us.
Very yeah. good. Well, how can folks get more information about Garden State Tile?
They can visit us at 519 East Bay Street or look us up online.
And that website?
www.gstile.com.
Okay, great. And what about a phone number?
843-872-3766.
Okay, well, we have been talking with Steele Trotter with Garden State Tile. Thanks so much, Steele.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Galliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Shane Carver with Elegant Hardwood Floors. How are you, Shane?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Shane, take a moment and tell everybody about Elegant Hardwood Floors.
Elegant Hardwood Floors is a company located in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. We've been around since 2006 and hope to be around a little bit longer.
Gotcha. You know, I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's showing the flooring that Elegant Hardwood Floors put down at the Gibbs Museum. That must have been quite an honor to be chosen as the flooring contractor for the Gibbs Museum when they did their big remodel.
Yes, we were very proud to be a part of that project.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
The Gibbs Museum was one of our largest projects that we have done. It was a little bit challenging because they had so much going on inside, but our team worked very well with the other trades and managed to, you know, accomplish the job the best way that we could.
Mm-hmm. This is, it looks like it was engineered white oak with European hard oil finish.
Yes.
That was applied on site at the Gibbs Museum. Are you familiar with those materials?
The engineered white oak is becoming very popular right now. We're actually putting that in a lot of new construction homes. The wider plank is a very big deal. A lot of people are going away from the smaller strip plank boards.
Mm-hmm.
The German product was a Rubio monocoat. And it's a one coat system that we apply with a buffer. Very durable, very nice finish. Leaves kind of a matte finish on top and keeps the character standing out very well.
How often would those wood floors at the Gibbs Museum, the elegant hardwood floors, put down? How often will those need to be refinished? Because there's going to be a lot of foot traffic on those.
Well, the good thing about the that product, it actually absorbs. It's a penetrating finish. It's not like a top coat layer, so it absorbs into the wood and it lasts quite a while.
Very good. And some people may be they might get the word engineered wood flooring mixed up with laminate wood flooring. What's the difference?
An engineered wood flooring is still a hardwood. It's just not solid. They have different layers of wood that intercross each other. And then the top layer is a veneer plank. It's a smaller strip, but it's all hardwood. It's not laminate, which is
kind of plastic.
Pressed plastic. Right. It's a plastic with like a printed... It's printed like a wood print on top of it,
right.
Whereas the top layer of an engineered board is actual real solid
wood. It's real
wood,
and it appears as though it's solid hardwood, and
yes.
Because it is solid hardwood, it's just a thinner layer on the top.
It's multiple different layers stacked to enhance the durability of the flooring.
Right, and it's commonly put down on if you have a slab
correct
foundation in your
correct
house, you've got a concrete slab at your house, and moisture can kind of come up through the concrete, and
right,
if you put down solid hardwood floor, it can twist or cup or absorb some of that moisture.
Yes, the stability of an engineered product is a lot better for a concrete slab because of the moisture content. It's recommended to pre-seal a slab no matter what you're putting down, but an engineered product is the best way to go because it's more stable for that sort of subfloor than a solid product is.
Mm-hmm. Elegant hardwood floors, you folks, if people are, you know, kind of if they really want their floors to look like $1 million, they really should talk to a company like Elegant Hardwood Floors, because you folks are do a lot of custom work, right?
Absolutely. We do a lot of custom work. We offer multi-species. We offer multi-stain colors. We can pretty much do any combination that you would like.
What are some of the more popular types of wood species that homeowners are asking for these days?
Right now, I think, you know, the oaks are becoming a big deal. The French white oak, it's a European product, obviously, but it's a very popular demand right now. We're doing a lot of those.
And I'm looking at the Elegant Hardwood Floor brochure. It's showing projects on Daniel homes on Daniel Island, homes in River Reach, homes on Isle of Palms and Ion, historic downtown Charleston. So there's Elegant Hardwood Floors. You folks, if there's a custom home being built, you're talking to a lot of those custom builders, right?
Absolutely. That is our main focus, you know, to get in with the custom builders and help grow the area the best we can.
Does Elegant Hardwood Floors do any pre-finished wood floors, or is everything pretty much finished on site?
We offer both. We offer pre-finished flooring that we can actually take a wood, and if you know you find a color that you like, but you don't want an on-site finish, some people don't want to have to go through the sanding process. We have a relationship with a company we can send the wood to with the color design, and they can pre-finish it in their warehouse and ship it back to us, and we can install the floor that you picked species-wise and the color that you picked. We can install it pre-finished.
Okay, so you're not buying the wood pre-finished then?
We have the ability to buy it pre-finished if that's what a customer would like, but if she likes a... if she or he decides that they want white oak and they pick a stain that we would normally do on site, but they don't want to go through the sanding process, we can send that stain combination and that wood to our mill and have them pre-finish it there, and then they send it back like a custom pre-finished project versus just buying something that's already.
You mentioned that a couple times, that people don't want to go through the sanding process. What's that like? Why do people choose not to go through the sanding process?
In a new build, it's, you know, not uncommon because it's...
Nobody's living there.
Right, nobody's living there. But in a renovation or an add-on, when somebody is, you know, wanting to tear carpet out of their bedrooms and add wood to the rest of their house, or tear carpet out of their entire house and put down hardwood floors... some people, you know, not everybody can move out for a week or 2 weeks at a time, and it can cause problems. So a pre-finished product is an easier route because it's faster and it's less messy.
Yeah, and what if someone already has some beautiful wood floors, they just need some refinishing? How do you minimize the impact of the sanding process?
If a floor is, you know, not worn down to the bare wood, and it just, you know, needs some refinishing on top, we can do a light buff and apply a new coat of finish and make it sparkle like it was brand new.
Mm-hmm. And is it kind of a dustless system, or you know, I've renovated a house where we redid the upstairs floors, and that dust can get everywhere in your house. It even got in our freezer, believe it or not.
Dust can be an issue. We do offer a dust containment system that probably gets about 99% of the dust. It does take a little bit longer to run that, but it definitely is an option to try to minimize that the best we can. We clean up every day after. Our crews always clean up every day after they're done working, and, you know, we vacuum, we wipe walls, we do everything we can to minimize the dust, but unfortunately it's, you know, inevitable sometimes.
Right, fact of life when it comes to refinishing.
Right,
whatever company you hire. Well, how can folks get more information about Elegant Hardwood Floors?
They can find us on Facebook, Elegant Hardwood Floors. We also simply Google and go to the website. If they want to call me at 843-693-2771, I'll be happy to take their call and give them some business.
Okay, and the website again?
It is elegant-hf.com.
Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Shane Carver with Elegant Hardwood Floors. Thanks so much, Shane.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday